Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about circumstances and we're talking about happiness. And we're talking about the complex relationship between those two things and just what you might be able to do to remain happy and well or just navigate difficulty whenever you encountered it. Someone once told me that if I really wanted to get in touch with my place in the world, I should go somewhere quiet, a park, the beach, a riverside, and I should reach out with a stick and draw a circle at arm's length around myself. And everything that's inside that circle, I'm in control of. Everything else that's outside of that circle, I have no ability to be in control of at all. And I think it's a really, really great metaphor to be able to understand our smallness in the world. We're really, really big. We live big lives. We're really, really important. But in the scheme of things, we're really, really small. And there's a lot that's outside of our control. My second tip is to just be really wary of our own expectations. Starting with, it's not actually true that we have to be happy all the time. When we go through difficult things, being happy probably is actually an unrealistic expectation. And so actually being careful about that from the get-go is really, really important. A lot of people actually experience a lot of difficulty and distress as a result of actually expecting that things should be a certain way when maybe they were never designed to be that way. And so we generate these expectations all the time, and we can also generate new ones that might leave us less distressed, ones that might assist us to be able to be more flexible and adaptive and deal with the fact that things do not go our way. And actually, we might want to spend a little bit more time actually rather than trying to be happy and expect to be happy, just acknowledge that we're going to be sad and understand and find the ways that we can take care of ourselves in that space. My next tip is to actually, you know, with that idea of expectations, actually ask yourself the question, you know, do I have to let this thing that's occurred actually have an impact on me? Or can I be a little bit more in charge of what that impact is? Our ability to navigate spaces is a choice. And how we meet that is really, really influential. So if we choose to meet it with a positive outlook, if we choose to reorient towards, you know, the things that we do have happening in our world, if we choose to reorient to the strengths that we have that have allowed us to cope, then we're probably going to deal better with the difficult circumstances than if we just focus on the things that are out of our control or how bad it is or how unfair it is. My next tip is to get really, really practical and just to do whatever you can to focus on the next step. What is my one step or my one thing that I can actually do? Is it action or is it inaction? Maybe I don't have to do anything. Maybe I just have to give myself time. And doing that, what that does is it puts it back inside that circle of control. And that can be really empowering and can actually make us feel a lot better just by putting the control back inside that circle. My last, I guess, bit of advice is to embrace irony. The more we're able to see the irony in a situation, the funny side. Humor can be really powerful because it encourages us to see it from a third person perspective. And that's often outside of our emotions. And if we can have a look at it from that perspective, we can put a distance between ourselves and our emotions. And oftentimes that gives us the mental space to be able to feel better. So put happiness inside your circle this week with Mind Games.